Right, it's McCaughan here, otherwise known as Mac. And this is a response audio to Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold via Ruth at R2UK. And Bernie had asked Ruth directly if she knew of or used any Timeline audio editors, knowing her knowledge of doing things on the move, which she is very good at, actually. It's amazing what Ruth can do from behind the car wheel. But Ruth mentions some apps that she uses and invites others to come in if they wish. So I'll do that. The first one that Ruth mentions is Pinnacle Studio, which is, yes, it's basically a visual editor. In other words, you can drag in stills and add various effects, or you can drop in full-time movies. You can mix them up. You can add music. And it is a very professional little app. I say little because it was given free for a limited period there. And I actually got the reference from Ruth, who put that up somewhere. I can't remember where, but she put it on Twitter, I think. And I picked it up from there. And it's only available on the iPad 3, to my knowledge. And it was only for a limited time, so I snatched it. And I have to give thanks to Ruth there for posting that up originally, because it is a great app, and I have used it very, very much so. Probably once a week I've been using it, and I've got a nice wee collection now, and you can, of course, export those away. Now, I think the next one that Ruth mentioned was, I believe, Voxbox, and I don't use that at all. I'll have to have a wee look at that, mind you. But my Dropbox box is full. I need to upgrade, so I'm not sure if that is covered under that umbrella or whether it's separate storage. Maybe Ruth will let us know, or anyone else. Then she mentioned the Pocket WavePad. Now, I have Pocket WavePad, and that's the one I used originally on my iPhone. But I found it was quite limited, and I came across the Fire app, F-I-R-E. Now, there is a free version and there is a paid version, and the recent version is Fire 2. That is Fire with the number 2 at the end. And it's not expensive by any means. I can't remember what I paid. It was very, very cheap, to be honest with you. Excellent app. And regards to Bernie, the timeline editing features on it are brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It's not fully featured. I think you need to spend a lot more money, but it's way above the Pocket WavePad as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I don't even use that app now. I just stick completely with Fire 2 if I'm using anything other than Audioboo. So have a look at that. The Fire 2 app is great because in the normal portrait mode, you have your recording, etc., etc., etc. But when you go to edit or to even view your timeline, you turn to landscape mode and the whole scene changes. And in comes masses of little features, tags, and focal points, as it were, audio points for your editing, doing this, doing that. It's a great little app. Have a look at Fire 2. And the next one that Ruth mentions is the very recent app, Boss Jock Studio. And I got into that. In fact, I had a Twitter conversation recently with various people about the Boss Jock Studio app. And I find it amazing. It's a clever little piece. Yes, it's £6.99, but I always tend to relate things to how relative is £6.99. Yes, it has to be justified in the first place, but I look at that and say, well, I could easily spend £6.99 on something trivial, really trivial. I often go to Car Boots and buy things to take home, that sometimes sits on the shelf and I've paid a fiver for it. And, you know, so £6.99 for something I'm going to use, and I certainly am using it. It's a great little app. As Ruth says, you can call music into the carts, the six carts. You can have your own wee jingles. You can make them up if you want in GarageBand and then call them in. You can import music from various sources, from iTunes, from the library, straight down from Dropbox. It's very quick. You can export to various platforms. You can FTP, you can use the Boomail feature to send them straight up to Audioboo. You can send the tracks up to Dropbox. You can send them to two or three other export options, I am sure. So obviously a handful of import options and certainly a handful of export options. So I'd say that definitely Fire 2 is a great little app. It takes a wee bit of usage just to get your timing right and your ducking, your fade in, fade out, the ducking levels. Once you get into that and then try and trim things in so that it's as seamless as possible. I'm still playing with it, so I haven't perfected it in any means, but I just think it's great. I've spoken to the guys at the Boss Rock Studio and they've been very, very helpful, and in a tweet, personal tweet to me, they did suggest that they're looking at increasing the carts to 8 or possibly even doubling the number of carts. Now that would be fantastic because you could really then do a complete little show, especially with things like SoundCloud. That's the other export option, by the way. If you're doing, say, MixCloud broadcast, say a little radio show as per our own Rich, Fireman Rich, then I think the requirements there is a minimum of 6, or no, I think it's a minimum of 8 tracks. I can't quite remember, but that would be a great improvement if you at least had 8 tracks, and then you could comply with the MixCloud, SoundCloud requirements, and without, I'm trying to think off my head here, without actually stopping and dropping one of your carts out and importing another one. So in other words, you'd have to pause the recording and then come back in again. Well, if you're clever enough, there are people out there who are clever enough to do that very, very seamlessly. I'm thinking here of Timmy Sims, who's at Timmy Sims, who does his own thing, Timmy. And I think Timmy would do a great job with this. Anyway, enough on that. So that's the apps that I use. And if I don't like an app, it just goes. I stop using it. I'm hoping not to do that with Boss Rock Studio. It looks as if it's got great potential, and Fire 2 certainly is a good one. Have a look at those. Hope that helps. Bye for now.